Good evening and welcome to Digging Deeper once again, the last one of 2022. How crazy is that to think that the year has already went by? Have you ever noticed that sometimes the year just, you blink your eyes and then it disappears on us? Well, that does happen sometimes, but I want you to, today, begin to think back over the course of our year on Digging Deeper and all the things that you were taught and all the things that you learned and listened to, and as you reflect on those times, as you reflect on the things that you've heard and the things that have came into your ears over the course of this year. You know, we all make a decision each day to either keep something or to let it go. We can remember kind of what we want, if you will. But as we reflect on the year, I want us to begin to think about what are the things that God has called us to, led us to, throughout this year? The things He has convicted us of while we've listened to this program that maybe we have done or maybe we haven't done? And how can we do a better job going forward? Have you ever noticed that you may know someone, but you may not know them very well? Well, after a period of time goes by, that person carries a different demeanor. They act different one day, maybe than they did the next, and they don't always act the same. Well, the truth is that as much as we hear that people do not change, sometimes that statement's not always true. People change, and frankly, they change a lot. And as life seasons go and life seasons change, as different goods and different evils happen to people's lives, as death comes into homes and disease and sickness, people are forever changed. Now, I want to share with you some amazing hope found in Christ. The truth is, He never changes. Though we as mankind most certainly will change, our Lord is a constant. He remains the same today. He remains the same yesterday and tomorrow. There is hope that can be found in that today. There is excitement and joy that can be found in that today. Now, if you will, if you have your Bibles handy and you want to turn with me, you can turn to Hebrews chapter 13, starting in verse 7. Once again, that's Hebrews chapter 13, starting in verse 7. And God's Word says this: "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the Word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar, whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto Him without the camp, bearing His reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you." Would you pray with me today? Father God, as we come before you, Father, we're reminded today that we have to allow ourselves to think about the things that you have told us, the ways that you have led us, the directions you have directed us in. Father, may we not let all of those words fall on deaf ears as you have spoken and moved in your people. Father, may we carry it farther. Father, may we not turn off the TV. May we not leave this program again and ask ourselves, or tell to ourselves, that we are going to follow what God has told us and then put it to the side. May we instead follow the truth that you have told us. May we follow in your will Father, may we always listen to your voice. And Father, may we follow that voice today. Father, as we speak once again on this final message of Digging Deeper of the year, would your voice speak to us? And Father, would we listen like we've never listened before? Father, be with us, lead us and guide us. And I say this in your most kind and gracious heavenly name. Amen. In discussing change, you must always remember what you've heard. I've had a great privilege of teaching you in the Word of the Lord several times this past year. And as we're reminded in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the Word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Now, I'm not saying that you have to remember everything that I've told you or everything that Pastor Don has told you over the course of this year. Perhaps you can consider the times that the Lord has moved in your life, the times He has spoken to you, the times your heart has been opened up to Him over the course of the year watching this program. Perhaps you can remember something that has been taught to you in the past year, or perhaps you can simply sit and think about the ways that God has moved in your life. I feel these verses are telling us not to be foolish by letting all that we hear come into one ear and out the other. In other words, have any of you ever been to church or a situation where you've listened to a preacher in person, and as you walk out the door, you shake the preacher's hand and you say, "Good message," but it never really changed you? And as you departed from that place, you never responded to it, even though you were under conviction, even though God was speaking to you, but you never did anything about it. Well, in reality, the message really wasn't all that good for you because you weren't changed by it. That doesn't mean it was a bad message. It just means that you didn't let the Word of God change you. You see, there is without a doubt some things that we need to let come in one ear and out the other. But as we filter through that stuff, as we decide what we want to keep in our minds, we have to determine what is most important. So I want to ask the question, what have you kept from the teachings that you've heard on this program? What do you remember? Was there something God led you to? Was there something He told you to do? Was there a direction and a path He clearly laid out for you, but yet you failed to follow? Let's use this as a time of remembrance. It's important that we listen to what the Lord has taught us and we pay attention to how He has led us. And if we fall short in this, sometimes we have to ask the question, what's really even the point of listening? So, I want to encourage you today to remember the ones who have spoken the Word of God to you. Remember what the Lord has done and what He has taught you. Remember the human men He has led to you. Remember the words of wisdom He has given them. I pray today that the words of the Lord which you have assembled over the years wouldn't be forgotten. Each Saturday as you have turned on this program, you've let the words sink in. You've let them mean something to you. I pray that you have faithfully listened to them as stewards of the Lord. Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 3, he said, to not be beyond reproach. We are not to be beyond correction, not to be beyond leadership. So as the Lord has commanded, be not beyond reproach. You see, no matter what, our Lord remains the same. No matter what happens to us, we must remember that God's demeanor, God's mission, God's actions, they never change. No matter what changes, those stay the same. God is the same today as He has always been. And in verse 8 of Hebrews chapter 13, it says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Through the truth of this verse, we can rest assured that our Lord will remain the same. And as the new year approaches, Christ shall remain the same faithful, the same forgiving God that He has always been. But change in us humans, friends, that's inevitable. Things will change. People will change. Employers will change. Change is going to happen in this world. but the grace of Christ Jesus shall continue. The love of Christ shall continue always. The faithfulness of our Lord will always be present with us. No matter where we may find ourselves down the road, God shall remain the same. And as long as you are followers of His, the Lord's faithfulness will remain with you. The Lord's faithfulness will never change. So, how is it that we can reflect on the past year and let it change our future year? Friends, don't let the falsehood of this world lead you astray. Friends, if you have been tuned into this program, you've been given so much of the Word. And I pray you have deciphered the words by studying it on your own, and you've dug into it, and you've read God's truth. Now, whoever you trust to lead you in the coming year, be it on this program or wherever else, you must determine in your own life, just as you have this past year, who and what you are going to listen to. What words are you going to take? What words are you going to send on out? What words are you going to let impact your life? It's vital that they are words from God and not words from the enemy. So it's vital that you pay close attention as God's soldier. Hebrews 13:9 said, "Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein." The book of Hebrews essentially says, do not be carried around by strange doctrines. Do not let the things that someone else says carry you about loosely and freely, floating through the air. You have a firm understanding of the Word if you have been tuned into this program each week and you've listened and you've applied it to your life, but you have to continue to grow. Brothers and sisters, your growth hinges on you and you alone. You have an obligation to continue growing in the faith that the Lord has given to you. The truth is that no matter what you hear, no matter who you hear it from, no matter what individual speaks to you, they do not hold the key to your hope. Pastor Don and Pastor Brandon do not possess the key to your hope. Christ is where your hope is found. If Christ is where all of our hope is found, then we can be joyous today. Our hope is in the one who never changes, the one who remains the same today, tomorrow, and yesterday. Our hope, if it is in Christ, we can be thankful today. We can be thankful for the truth that no matter what the future may have in store, no matter what's coming next, no matter what punches the enemy is going to throw at us, our Lord has complete and total control of our lives. Now, I do want to give us a call to action today. And all of these truths, the listeners of Digging Deeper and beyond that, all Christians, have a responsibility to follow the words that were in Hebrews 13:15-16, where Scripture said, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." Friends, it is now time that you sing sacrifices of praise to our God. That Scripture says it should be as though the fruit of lips giving thanks to His name. What power is in that today? See, the Scripture doesn't stop there. The next command will be very relevant in all of our lives. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for such sacrifices God is well pleased. What a calling for us. That our Lord, who never changes, is asking from us praise, that He is calling us into communication with one another, that He expects us to praise Him with our lips and with our communication. And all that you do, never feel forsaken by Him, for He is faithful. But you must respect the one you hear, but obey the Lord. I pray you have respected the words that I have spoken. In Hebrews, they were given this command. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Friends, as much as I hope you respect what I've taught and what Pastor Don has taught, the most important thing is that you obey the Lord. I can speak for Pastor Don and myself when I say that it is a high and wonderful calling to get to teach you on this program. Friends, Christ has given us so much, and we praise Him for that. He has given us hope for the future and confidence in His never-changing faithfulness. I want to encourage you today to take these words that have been spoken. Respect the one who is teaching, but know that you are the one who must take charge of the truth of the word, no matter what word you hear and wherever you hear it. Know that God is faithful to you. And know that no matter what may come of the future, your hope is in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. And as you begin to journey on this new adventure, a new year, 2023, remember the words which have been spoken to you through this program time and time again. Remember the times that the Lord has spoke to you, the conviction He's brought on you, the Spirit which has led you, the things He has taught you, the things that you remember and that you've kept, and maybe the things you've forgotten but you pulled back up again. The way that God has led you and convicted you, what is going to change you this year? As we approach this new year, how are you going to obey the Lord? The Lord has called us into so much more than just sitting around, even in listening to His Word. A listening ear without a response to God's Word really is of no use to our Savior. So as you've listened to this Word all year, and I pray that you continue to listen to this Word and support this program, but as you listen to this Word, as you hear God's Word and God's truth spoken to you time and time again, and as your spirit begins to feel God's Spirit, and he begins to tell you things, how are you going to obey Him in the future? Perhaps He's telling you right now, perhaps He's bringing a time of remembrance on you of something He's told you to do, of a direction He's led you, of something He's led you to. How did you obey Him then? If you didn't obey Him, how are you going to obey Him now? How are you going to respond to what He is leading you to? Friends, we must respond to our Father today. Are you going to follow in His call, or are you going to remain the same old you that listens time and time again and hears His Word and becomes led and becomes convicted but fails to respond? Continues about their daily lives, continues the things they've always done, goes to the places they've always went, talks to the people they've always talked to, but they're never really changed. Friends, don't be that person today. Whatever it is that God is leading you to, follow in that call. As we look at this new year that's coming up on us, everyone uses it as a reset. Well, let's use it as a reset today, and let's reset our lives to not be a life that just lives and hears but never moves. Let's be a people that move. Let's be a people that follow God's will on our life. And as you begin to remember and begin to think, make sure that you know that you're in the will of the Lord. Friends, there's nothing more important this year than being in God's will, following in what He has for you and the purpose for your life. Friends, make sure you're there today. Would you pray with me? Father God, as we come before You, Father, we're thankful today for each one who has listened throughout this year. And Father, I'm praying today that Your Spirit would come into their lives. Father, that it would convict them, move them, give them to a clear direction and clear purpose. Father, be it for salvation, rededication, whatever it may be, would You lead them, would You draw them to You? Father, would they not wait another day and not respond? Would they respond to what You have for them today and not just sit and listen?
Amen.